Welcome to the Bunker Hill Cheesecast, brought to you by Heine's Cheese Chalet, a little place with big taste. I'm Missy Horsfall, Director of Tourism Relations. If you have traveled to Ohio's Amish country, you will recall seeing the many businesses that line the State Route 39 corridor through the small towns of Sugar Creek, Walnut Creek, Berlin, and Millersburg. But you may not be aware of the thousands of small cottage industry businesses that are in the area. Taking the roads less traveled, our small township roads that spiderweb through the county, you might be surprised to discover a multitude of entrepreneurs that make homegrown successful business look easy. Broommakers, furniture builders, candle makers, bakers, small variety stores, quilt shops, bicycle shops, upholstery businesses, boot and saddlery shops, and so many more surprises dot the back roads of Holmes County and Tuscarawas County, Ohio. Amish craftsmanship, especially in the furniture-making realm, is a time-honored tradition here in our area. Familiar to locals for decades, the reputation of Amish-made began to boom in the late 1980s and 90s as products were shipped in an ever-increasing wider circle around Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Indiana. The truth is, all Amish communities, big or small, are known for a hard work ethic, along with patient and painstaking attention to detail and craftsmanship of wood, fabric, food, and landscaping. Most businesses are built as a part of, or are on site of, the family dwelling, usually farm property or what was once a family farm. Agriculture is still strong in this community, but as is common throughout our country, small farms have slowly been disappearing as the larger corporate farms take over. The ingenuity and entrepreneurialism of this area might surprise some people, as most in the Amish culture have no higher education since many leave school after the eighth grade. But formal education really has nothing to do with smarts. Success in the business world can be seen over and over again as you travel through this area. While many Amish have loosened the ban on technology and business, they use the least amount of technology necessary to accomplish their needs and still keep their homes technology-free. True artisan traditions of apprenticeship and passing on knowledge to the next generation is alive and well here in Holmes County. Doing things the old-fashioned way is not necessarily a bad thing. Change is inevitable, and it will come. But here in Ohio's Amish country, change moves slowly, and in many ways, we are better off for it. My guest today is Jan West from Alanovas. Welcome, Jan.
Thank you, Missy. Thanks for having me.
Well, it is great to have you here, and I'm going to try for your title and see if we can handle this, right?
Sounds good.
Jan is a business growth strategist and the travel and tourism liaison for Alanovas.
That's correct.
How'd I do? Pretty
good? You did great. You nailed it.
Hey, there you go. And you have been at Alanovas for how long now?
I've been at Alanovas for 7.5 years now.
So that's quite a long time. Tell us a little bit about the business. What is Alanovas?
Well, Alanovas, most folks will know us formally as Graphic Publications. We are the home of the Bargain Hunter, which is obviously our hometown local news source. We have the Bargain Hunter, and then we also have the Tourism Division, which is the Ohio's Amish Country Magazine.
Okay.
So we work in broad spectrum media to keep people informed of what's going on in the area and let the tourists know, hey, this is what you'll see when you come to Ohio's Amish Country.
I love that. And I love both publications because there's, as you said, you're really letting people know what's here. I love the story aspect of the story behind the story, you know, the story behind the news line, so to speak. There's always...
Absolutely.
A reason or something that led up to it. So that's always fun to know about. And I love that it goes out, the publication goes out further than just in our area.
Yes. When we're talking about the Ohio's Amish Country Magazine, which we're kind of going to focus on today, the Ohio's Amish Country Magazine is distributed in 7 states. That does include the state of Ohio. We are throughout the state of Ohio. So it keeps Ohioans in the know of what's happening right here in Ohio's Amish Country. But then we also go to surrounding states such as Pennsylvania and Michigan. We go to Indiana. We go to Pennsylvania. We go to West Virginia, just to name a few. I believe New York. And so what's really wonderful is we can let those folks know, hey, this is what's happening in Ohio's Amish country, and this is why you want to come and visit us here.
And the stories are great. The publication is a beautiful piece that you can see the area. You can learn about the area. Certainly there's advertising of what's here in the area. So all of those things are...
really wonderful to put in people's hands. Is there a way that people can get a hold of that AOC?
Absolutely, they can. They can get a hold of the OAC. They can get that through the AAA travel locations, any of those locations. If they're here locally and they want to pick it up, we are racked extensively throughout this area. They can also read it online at oacountry.com. So if they don't want to pick up the physical magazine and leave their home in these cold winter months or during the pandemic that we're facing, they can read that online at oacountry.com.
Oh, that's great to know. oacountry.com. And I, you know, pardon me, sometimes I say AOC instead
that's
of OAC.
Okay.
Tell us what that means.
OAC means Ohio's Amish Country.
Okay.
It's short and simple. And Ohio's Amish Country, what I want folks to realize about Ohio's Amish Country is it's not just one little burg. It's not just Berlin. It is Berlin. It is Millersburg. It's Charm. It's Sugar Creek. It's Tuscarawas Township. It's Holmes County, Wayne County. Ohio's Amish Country is expansive, and it goes far beyond any border lines that people have in their heads. So,
oh, boy.
It's a wide range of area.
That is so, so true. And the really cool thing about that for people that are coming into our area is if you get off the main road and you go to the back, the, you know, byways and highways of, you know, the little township roads or just go and explore, you will see so much and you'll understand that it's not a town, it's not a place, but it's an area and it's a community.
It is a community. And I will share with you, I've been in this area now working in travel and tourism for 13 years. But when I first started with Alan Ovis, one of the positions that I first held is I was working on our Ohio Business Registry. And I literally had to get in my car and drive these back roads and look for little businesses that were out of the way. And it really forced me to think about venturing off the beaten path. And when you get out there and you take one of those little roads, you could drive forever. But the things that you see in this community that make it so endearing and so charming, you see the little kids walking back and mm-hmm. forth to school. You see them at play. You see the laundry on the line. You just see such a simpler time, and it gives you that chance to relax and really just appreciate everything that God's brought into this area and into our lives that we can view right here.
And experience it in a way that perhaps if you just stay in town, you won't see quite so much of.
Absolutely. I encourage any tourist that comes to our area, take a road you've never taken before and see where it leads you to. Listen, if you pick up an OAC magazine, there's a great pull-out map in the center. You're not going to get lost. Use that map, and no matter what turn you take, you're going to find your way back to town. But the experiences you're going to have on those back roads are going to last with you forever.
There are a ton of small businesses, as you said, that are on the back roads that are thriving businesses, but businesses you would never see unless you were local or unless you heard about it somehow and were looking for them.
Absolutely. There are furniture makers. There are cabinet makers. I mean, there's candle makers, pottery makers, broom makers, quilt shops. There is so much to be seen on those back roads. And you get in there and you become friends with the owners because you're not just another name. None of our stores are like that here. You're not just another person walking in the door, but they really can take that time to visit with you. And you get to know them on a personal level. And it just feels like you're visiting with friends every time you frequent their place.
Yeah, I will have to say I'm not native to the area. And moving here and working in this area, it is one thing that I've noticed that people really enjoy the tourism, the tourists that come in, their story behind why they came, what they're looking for. And they're anxious to share with them, to speak with them. They'll answer questions. And I love this idea of maybe encouraging those who are listening to the podcast, if they come to our area, get out there and get lost, you know, go out
Absolutely.
There and have an adventure and check some of those things out. There are, as you said, there are maps in your magazine, as well as other places. And GPS does work in some places, not all.
It does, but you know what? What I think is wonderful about this community is you can really unplug. I do encourage anybody that comes to visit, make sure you've got a camera in your front seat, you know, or your passenger has a camera. You just never know where those photo opportunities are going to come. And it is just so beautiful here. And again, in town, it's beautiful, but once you hit those back roads and you see some of that authentic life that's taking place out there, the behind the scenes type things.
Yes.
It is simply amazing.
I mean, I think of the things I see on a daily basis, depending on the season. I love it when the wheat is shocked and it looks so awesome in the field. I love it when they're out plowing in the spring. You see the horses plowing up the field. You know, you smell the manure, you get
Absolutely.
The real you're having the real experience of being out in the country, watching people do actual work. Like they're actually planting that field with that horse, with that plow, they're plowing it. They're not using tractors and those kinds of things. So everything is almost surreal sometimes when you see that, and it slows you down somehow. It makes you take a step back. It makes you think about what you're looking at. And I think for a lot of us, it's such a new idea. Technology really, it has its place. But here, as you said, you can set all of that aside and it's not necessary. And it takes you to a whole different world if you're willing, you know, to go out and enjoy it.
If you're willing to take that venture. And I will tell you, one of the most impressive things to see, if you're lucky enough to stumble across a wedding, you know, on a wedding day, and you're seeing all these buggies and all these folks in their church clothes.
Mm-hmm.
It is just one of the most amazing sights to see. I mean, we think of weddings in the English nature as, you know, being this grand pomp and circumstance. But when you happen upon a back road and you see an Amish wedding and even an Amish funeral, there is just really something that is so beautiful to behold about that. And just to know that you're witnessing something great. And it's life-changing in so many different ways to see that. And the sense of community that people have. You know, today is not like yesteryear. When I was a child, you know, people used to come to the home. When people would pass away, they came to the home, they brought food. It isn't like that as much anymore. But when you're in this Amish community and you see that sense of togetherness, that sense of fellowship, and that sense of community, it really just brings you a great peace. And I just think that that's something people really need to take a stronghold of and experience it for themselves.
Yeah, it is a special treat if you're able to attend an Amish wedding or see an Amish wedding. I know when we first moved into the area, we had to travel quite a ways while we were remodeling our home, but we were living with my in-laws. And so it was probably at least a 40-minute drive to get to church where my husband preached. And I loved Sunday mornings. I loved them because you saw not just the buggies, but all of the, you know, they were dressed up in their Sunday best.
Yes.
And families would be walking to church together. And it was so picturesque. And I remember thinking, this is incredible. I mean, we're in it. We're living in it. It's part of what we can experience every day. And I still feel that way a lot of times when I drive to work in the early morning watching the sunrise, or if the farmers are out early, or as I said, so many things you can see on the back road when they hang their laundry on the line, or all of those things that look, that visually look so picturesque.
Yes.
And they take you to, they take you there. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You're experiencing a different day, a different time, a different, something so totally different from our crazy technological, fast-paced world. One of the things that we could, you know, maybe get frustrated by is to be behind a buggy. But I often think, you know what, if you're behind a buggy and you're going up a hill and around a corner, you have to slow down. You literally have to slow down. I can't tell you, Jan, the number of times I've said to myself, oh, I never knew that was there.
Absolutely.
Well, I was following a buggy. Because
absolutely.
What do you see when you're, you know, whipping down the road? Not, and you should be watching the road, don't get me wrong. But to see some of those sights, it's really incredible. So getting off the main drag, so to speak, and getting out and about, and maybe even shopping in some of those little little shops. There's in the summertime, there's produce or baked goods that they sell, and I know even some places there's you know, you can get a buggy ride, or you can go to an Amish home and see kind of what that looks like. But there's nothing quite like kind of exploring on your own, I don't think.
Absolutely. I mean, and I will tell you, when you experience and you get to know some of these Amish families, I have a client that I work with. Every time I'd go to visit, their children were trying to give me puppies.
Aww.
You know, the missus was giving me homemade tomato, you know, sauce that she had canned, or giving me tomatoes out of her garden. And they're just genuinely wonderful people.
Yeah.
And they are so giving. And to see a little Amish child, when they see an English car come by, their eyes are full of wonder. You know, we're viewing them from our standpoint, but they're also viewing us. And they're looking at us with these eyes full of wonder. And some of them are timid and maybe won't wave or smile. But then you've got those little kids who just throw up a big wave and they smile at you. There's just nothing quite like it. And in our busy lives, I always say the best 2 hours of my day are the 45 minutes that I drive into this area and the 45 minutes when I drive out. it is the most beautiful, peaceful part of my day.
Mm.
Just the rolling hills, you know, seeing that corn when it's mm-hmm. shocked and, you know, just seeing everything. You know, when the seasons start changing and you know, yep, the seasons are changing. Look at what's happening in the fields. There's nothing quite like it.
Yeah. I laugh. Sometimes I've posted on social media my traffic jam for the day is if I hit it just right on a back road, the cows are crossing the road because it's time to be milked, you know, and it happens every single day. So I kind of know when that is. I try to avoid it. But when I get caught there, it always makes me chuckle again, because you're forced to stop and just kind of take it all in and see all of that. So. And I have a great love for horses, so even that visually,
yes, you do.
Seeing them, yeah, seeing them on the road, or you know, just the clip clop of horses. I remember when I first moved to this area, and I was writing to someone in another state that where we had left, and I could hear the clip clop of the horses going by in the house, and I was like, "This is incredible! You just can't believe this is another world here," and it truly is. And I think one of those things that makes it otherworldly for us is that people slow down enough to be the community, mm-hmm. to talk with one another, to share with one another. And I think we can get pretty busy in our everyday lives and miss out on some of that stuff, especially with today's technology and all those other things going on. It takes a little bit of intentionality to slow down, maybe.
It doesn't. And one of the falsehoods I want to share, you know, Missy, before I came to work in this area, I always envisioned Amish country was, oh, it's miles down the road. It's hours down the road. And it isn't. It was right outside my back door. And for years, I missed out on those opportunities to just enjoy life at a slower pace. And then God brought me here in 2008. It was wonderful. I mean, absolutely wonderful, right outside my back door. I mean, if you're in that Maslin, Canton, Akron area, Cleveland, Columbus, it's really not that far.
Yeah.
Just come and enjoy the day. I always laugh. You were talking about the traffic jam that you see, and I always laugh. I'll put a spin on it. But we here locally know what a honey wagon is.
Mm-hmm.
For those listening, they might not. So we'll let them look that up. But I always say, you know, you're having a good day when you follow the honey wagon into work and you follow it on the way home.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. And it's, pungent. Is that the word?
Yep,
I'm looking
it's
for?
It's pungent, but you
pungent,
know what? There's
yes.
something comical about it, and you look at it, and you just, you know, you think about all of these wonderful things that this Amish community does to make things grow and mm-hmm. to prosper, and they really take things back to grassroots. I mean, literally, they take things back to grassroots.
Yeah.
But yeah, it can be pungent, but it's just one of those aromas that you don't get in the city so much.
Absolutely.
That really makes you appreciate
absolutely
what's here in this area and the way of life that happens here.
Yeah. And the work ethic, the hard work, I think Amish homes, the outside of their homes and their lawns and their some of the most beautiful property you'll ever see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken care of by the family, by
absolutely.
You know, the kids that go out and mow the grass, and I've seen them use the old push mowers.
Absolutely.
So without some of the conveniences, a lot of it is hard, hard work. And yet they embrace it joyfully and happily, and they are some of the most hardworking people I know. And it's an amazing character, I think, characteristic of this area, something that we really, truly do appreciate.
I couldn't agree more. And what I love about it is you see the children out working in the field right alongside their parents. And it is that sense of togetherness, that sense of family, and that sense of community. I don't think you find that anywhere else in the world like you can find it in an Amish community. And just seeing that sense of togetherness, it's just one of those things, honestly, that it really makes you stop and think, what can I do better in my life?
Yeah.
And how can I connect with my loved ones? And you see it. When people in a community are hurting, the community rallies around them. That doesn't happen in all walks of life these days. And unfortunately, it happens less and less. But in this community, in this area, people embrace one another. They help one another. And it truly is a brother and sister relationship and mentality. You are my brother. You are my sister. And I am going to be here for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an amazing thing to see. And I think in this time of trouble that we see in our world, people need to get back to where they can really feel good. At the end of the day, I feel good about how I spent my day.
Mm-hmm.
Come to Ohio's Amish country. You're going to feel good about how you spent your day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll help you slow down and appreciate so many things that maybe in your regular life you're distracted by. And I think that's a great deal of what happens in our busy, busy world. We get distracted and we fail. We take for granted the things and the blessings that we have. But here, as you're forced to slow down or you think more about slowing down, or you set aside the phones and the laptops and all of the technology, and you look with your eyes and you smell and you touch, yes, and you taste the food, the experience of being here, I think that's what kind of takes you back into, quote unquote, another world.
Absolutely. And I think it is a world, and I've shared this with you about my grandchildren. I have 4 grandchildren, and my 7-year-old granddaughter this year, for her birthday, had a choice of a date day with me or a toy. And she chose the date day as long as we could come here and spend the day here, because we had done that when she was 4. Now, that's a 3-year span, and when you're 4 years old, you don't think that something's going to really impress upon their mind that much. But she enjoyed that so much that she gave up that toy for the experience and the date to come here. And it was a fabulous, fabulous day for her. She really loved it, and she still talks about it. She's turning 8 in June, and she has already asked if that's what her birthday present can be again for this year.
Oh, that's an amazing story. I love
that. As a grandparent, I couldn't love that more.
Yeah.
She wants to spend the day with me. She wants to spend that day here. She talks about the animals that she sees, the workhorses that she's ridden. You know, I almost went home with a bunny this year. I mean, you know, I need another pet. But it's just one of those things that for me, and instilling those values in my grandchildren and having those experiences, I know someday she's not going to want to spend time with me, but you know what? For now, she is, and she's going to remember that always.
Absolutely.
And it was right here in Holmes County that she had that experience.
Those memories, they're priceless.
They are.
They truly are, for both you and her. As she grows older and maybe doesn't have quite as much time as kids are wont to do, you know, they reach an age maybe, but she'll remember that, and I wouldn't hesitate to even believe that she will bring her own children here one day, or her grandchildren.
I know she will, and that's the thing for me about this area. It's just an amazing thing that can be passed upon from generation to generation. And I do want to share with listeners, if you visited Ohio's Amish country, I have heard so many people say, oh yeah, I've been there, I've seen it. I can tell you I've been here 13 years, and every day I experience something new. So never think that there's not anything left here for you to see. Take that back road for a day. It is ever evolving, ever changing, and there is just no way you've seen everything that Ohio's Amish country has to offer. So don't get set in that mindset that you've been here and you've seen it all. Come and experience that there's something new every day. Seasonal changes. Maybe you've been here in the summer. Experience it in the fall. Experience it in the winter. Some people think we shut down in the winter. We don't shut down in the winter.
No.
The landscape changes, but boy, have you ever seen anything more beautiful than a field with new fallen snow?
It is gorgeous with the hills and the farms and the animals. It's beautiful.
It
very,
is.
Very much so.
And I guarantee you there's no way they have seen everything that Ohio's Amish country has to offer.
Yeah, so if you've been here, listeners, come on back. We would love to have you come back again. And as Jan has said, there's so many things to do and see in this area. And thank you so much, Jan, for being with me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Maybe I could have you back one day.
I would love it.
Sounds great.
Sounds great. Thanks, Missy.
And now it's time for Did You Know? Did you know that before there was Uber or Lyft, Holmes County, Ohio had its own private car service businesses? Individuals with large passenger vans hire out to haul Amish for work, shopping, and doctor visits. According to the 2020 census, 33.1% of households in Holmes County have no car available to them. In commuting to work, it also showed that Holmes County has the proportion of people who take public transportation to work at 15%, the number of people who bicycle at 8%, and those who walk to work at 7%. Holmes County is a rural area with no public transit, so those who do not own vehicles have the choice of carpooling, hiring a driver, horse and buggy, bicycling, or walking. Many companies in the area offer transportation to their Amish employees to go to and from work. While owning a vehicle is something usually not allowed for most Amish, they can hire someone to take them where they need to go. And now you know.